B-Pod Studios.
It's T&R.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter.
At Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Somebody say it wasn't fun to play in New England.
Oh, Lane Johnson. Hell no. When you go to four Super Bowls in 6 years, that's fun, baby.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Real quick on the topic of Kevin Durant. Hunter, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, guys. I wanted to see if you've ever seen the video, and it's referring to what you guys were talking about with Kevin Durant and benching and how he could barely bench press in the combine.
He couldn't. He couldn't do one. Yep.
Right, exactly. He couldn't get one up. So they have this video, right, and they zoom out, and they're like, okay, here's Kevin Durant. He's going to bench 315 pounds. And then they zoom in really, really close so you can't see the weight. And then they have Kevin Durant do a rep, like pretending like he's benching 315. It's the funniest thing. You have to see it.
All right. Now, is it intentionally a joke, or is one to believe he's doing it?
I have no idea. I think that, you know, it's intended to make you believe that he's benching 315.
But
it's the funniest thing. I mean, you really believe that chicken arm, that those chicken arms can bench 315?
Well, that's the thing, is that his gift is his wingspan. But it would be a little embarrassing to go to the combine and not be able to do one. What is the weight, John?
Sorry. For what I'm seeing here, it's 185.
Oof.
You're supposed to bench your weight, right? Isn't that like kind of like if you're healthy, you're supposed to be able to bench your weight?
Yeah, well, that's not the case in Durant's. Durant weighs more than 185.
Okay, by the way, and just the fact that he recorded a video of him benching, and by the way, it's specifically to show you that he can do it, because I'm watching the video, and he gets on his back and like does like one rep and puts it back up. It's like, there you go. And it says it's 315. Now, the guy is right. It does zoom in, so you can't see the
There's
actual
no
weights
way
on the end.
There's no way he can bench 315 pounds.
Listen, whether he can or not, just the fact that he felt that he had to post that just to show the world goes to my point. He is the most fragile. He has the most fragile ego of any player I can think of in the NBA right now.
By the way, if I'm Kevin Durant, I don't want to be able to bench 315 pounds.
Doesn't matter. What does benching have to do anything with? You're already a mega talent.
No,
I mean,
what
you're one of the best in the league.
Is that it does matter, because then you constrict your muscles and everything. You want to be fluid.
Well, that's like, Semi Ojeleye is one of the most jacked guys in the NBA. And I guess that he got so jacked that finally someone had to say, all right, man, it's time to start working on stretches. You don't need to be lifting any more weight. This is actually detrimental to you as a basketball player. So now it's more about, you know, pliability, if you want to use that term. But I mean, he had to stop lifting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at least lifting what he used to, the workload he had.
By the way, Zion Williamson, who I contend will be an average NBA player, I had someone email me and give the best case scenario is Sean Kemp. Best case scenario.
Good for a while.
Yeah, no, but just
ate himself out of the league after a while.
But, I mean, he's going to be, and the guy put it, agreed what I was saying, he's going to be someone who brings in a lot of people. In the layup line, he'll amaze. But at the end of the day, he's 6'8 and can't shoot. And he's never going to have those opportunities like he does at Duke.
I've seen so little of that guy.
I've seen a ton of that guy. And all it is, listen, he's a phenomenal athlete. He's big in terms of his width and muscularity. But he is 6'8 and can't shoot.
Kemp was taller and lighter than this kid.
Yeah.
Lighter by about 40 or 50 pounds than this kid.
Okay, well, Kemp then obviously was capable of doing more. I mean, is Kemp in the Hall of Fame?
No, but Kemp was a double-double guy for about 5 or 6 years in there. Yeah. Like, averaged a double-double for about 5 or 6 years.
I can see Zion Williams being a double-double guy.
Yeah, I mean,
But he's not going to be like a max guy. Well, everyone's a max guy.
Kemp was like an 18, 19 point, 12 rebound guy for about 6 or 7 years.
Zion Williamson's not going to be that. I don't like his game at an NBA level. All right, You know, and I'm the one who told you that Tatum was going to suck, and watch this wait.
Celtics going to steal Anthony Davis by trading New Orleans.
You Jason got that Tatum. Right, Jack.
I read an article yesterday that broke down how well Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been playing since Anthony Davis announced that he wanted to get traded. And it's
very
like
well.
Through the roof.
Yep.
Like they're
both
killing
of them.
It.
Yep. Especially Jaylen Brown. Really playing well.
Well, I mean, there's an argument to be made. We'll get into it a little bit later on. But, I mean, there's an argument to be made that the Celtics just need to stay away from Anthony Davis. That the team is better off if they don't make the trade for Anthony Davis. And I know Gary Washburn is on that crew. I am not of that belief, but maybe we'll get into it later on.
I always take what the guys that are around the team constantly, what they say with a grain of salt. Even Gorman was a guy that said he wouldn't trade anyone for
Avery Bradley.
Outside of LeBron James. Right.
All right, so young Nicholas, by the way, hats off to the two gentlemen that fought that group of guys. We watched another angle of it the other day.
Oh, you're talking about the street fight in the North End?
Yeah, two guys took on like a crowd of like six. And then one guy slammed one guy to the ground and then immediately got up and started fighting another guy.
Yeah, so the two guys not only jacked up the five or six people who were going after him, like two of the dudes were incapacitated. Like, the guys couldn't walk by the time the fight was over. One guy had to get picked up, and it took like almost a minute. And there was another guy who was basically like Raggedy Ann, just couldn't stand up. And then some dude got thrown under a car. I don't know who these guys are, but after I saw that video, I'm not messing with them.
Well, the big guy with the hairy back just took a ton of punishment. It wouldn't go down.
Right.
All right, so young sickly Nicholas was out at the parade and talked to some people.
He's not too old for six rings, baby. He's not too old for six rings, baby.
Six rings.
All right. All right. Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
Let's go, Pats. Right.
Yes. You know who picked against the Pats the entire playoffs?
Felger.
Michael Felger.
Felger is a clown.
Michael Felger
is a loser. Freaking clown, dude.
He doesn't want
a
deep talk right now. He just wants to
get Felger's a loser.
You guys go ahead.
Yeah, he was a loser just like Kellerman. I'm sure Kellerman was really sad that they were holding a picture of him with a clown nose on.
He's such a loser. I can't wait to listen to him all 4 hours to find out how wrong he is.
Right.
Yo, tell me Sonny Michel doesn't matter after 336
years. Sonny Michel sucks
years.
Is what Maz said. He Maz sucks, is a clown.
Bro. He's a clown, bro.
Maz is a loser.
When did you start drinking tonight?
9 a.m. 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
All right.
Like 6 a.m. 6 a.m.
All right, 6 a.m. What was the drink of choice?
Vodka Red Bull. You got to be amped.
Vodka Red Bull.
Wait, why vodka Red Bulls? Why was that the choice?
That's what amps you up, baby.
You're energized and you get drunk. That's it.
I pregame by about a fifth of McGillicuddy. Cuddies, maybe seven Bud Lights and a pick.
Do they make fists of McGillicuddy's?
Well, McGillicuddy's, by the way, the drink of choice. Like, out of like the 19 clips that Nick turned in, like maybe all but three were like, yep, McGillicuddy's.
Well, every time you show me like a townie guy that we're like using for a contest and they're sucking on nips, I always get that's McGillicuddy's.
Even the guy's rocking McGillicuddy's.
McGillicuddy's are like every nip of McGillicuddy's is like 150 calories and 1% alcohol.
Just sugar?
It's just sugar and no alcohol in it. Yeah, like you'll be at a bar and you're like, yeah, you know, you go to someone, hey, you want to do a shot? And then they'll go, what do you want to do? I'll do a shot of Jameson. And they go, give me a McGillicuddy. It's like, all right.
It's McGillicuddy's and Fireball, right?
Fireball packs a little punch.
Those are the townie shots, right? Okay.
Yeah, Fireball packs a little bit of a punch. The McGillicuddy's not so much.
Tom Brady.
Beer, shot, line, beer.
Oh, wow. Hey. My goodness. All right.
That's a lot of cocaine.
I don't think you needed the Red Bull.
It's a lot of cocaine.
I think you had enough to keep yourself, quote unquote, hyped. Maybe that's why some people are able to take on six people in a fight.
That's a good point.
You feel no pain.
Who are you most excited to see?
What? Julian Edelman.
Why?
Julian Edelman, baby.
He's a Beastleton.
Wait, what are we talking about?
That beard?
His beard looks like pubes. But he is sexy as if he shaved the pubes, I'd like it better.
The
like,
things that you do man. For a Julian Edelman beard?
Yes.
Maybe just let your beard grow out.
You don't know him. You don't know him.
Guys, no one can grow a beard like Julian.
I could grow
grow one.
You could definitely grow one.
Yeah, you got a beard. You got a beard.
Yeah, jump on a vibe. All right.
Oh, Nicholas, these girls are all over you. Make me a grandchild. I want another grandchild to ruin.
They seem to be very agreeable, Nicholas.
Nicholas, they seem to think that you are handsome.
I think I saw a baby recline at Bernie and Phil's.
Can't put them in a recliner. They'll get crushed.
Well, we'll have more of that coming up. Obviously, people very excited at the parade. They're doing cocaine and drinking Dr. McGillicuddy.
Did you see the two guys that climbed all the way up that flagpole?
No.
Oh, my God. They're working? Okay, Dan, what are the deal? What's the deal on those guys? Because the picture went viral yesterday.
Oh, the picture was amazing. On top of one of the towers, either the Hancock or the Prudential. But I think they may have installed that flag that was up there. Unbelievable. They were strapped in, but they were 50 or 60 stories above. And then on the roof, they climbed up on top of the tower to look down onto Boylston Street.
And they were just people?
It were two workers. They were two employees.
So they were like strapped in?
Yeah.
But that's where they watched the parade from.
That's not impressive. if you can't die, then that's not impressive. All right, Jeff Howell will talk to us. We can talk about the incredible character of the new defensive coordinator for the Patriots, Greg Schiano.
Also, there's like a ton of decisions to be made by the Patriots here in the offseason. A lot of big name free agents.
Yep.
A lot of guys who are under contract that need pay cuts as well.
That's true. All right. We will talk to Jeff Howe in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich. Can mornings get any better?
Yeah. Could you please help me?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Like, you know,
man,
so much respect for you.
Likewise.
You're the best.
Great job.
Yeah, so, you know, you're the best, man. The way that you guys are able to shift your identity and really still be able to figure it out, I mean, week in and week out, it's unbelievable, man. Really, so much respect for you and the way you do it, man. You're what's right about coaching.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, coach.
He does sound like the faster guy.
I mean, just.
You got to play the clip.
Like the faster guy.
Play the clip.
Hey, we got one half right now, man. Mm-hmm. You guys should feel real good about where we're at.
There's only so much ampage in the universe.
Because, hey, that's all you can ask for, man.
And when an individual feeds on this ampage, then the government must intervene.
Believe it, man? No, yeah. Me too, man. All right, let's get it done.
Yeah, we need a Rizzo the Rat mashup, too, from the Muppets. Like Gonzo's friend.
I'm fine with the faster. by the way, we're on Twitch each morning. You can watch us on twitch.tv, search Sports Hub, or you can get the Twitch app and search the Sports Hub. Jeff Howe covers the Patriots for theathletic.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Mr. Howe.
What's going on, guys?
Well, there is a lot going on, obviously, with Flores leaving. They're left a hole at defensive coordinator, and in walks Greg Schiano, who, by all accounts, seems like a human garbage. Now, what is your feeling on this hire?
Well, I think it might be just a stopgap while Steve Belichick continues to grow within the system. And, you know, it's going to be – the first thing he's going to have to do is earn the respect of the room. He's going to be completely different than what they had – personality-wise, I think, from Matt Patricia and Brian Flores. And Flores, especially, when he made that transition a year ago, I mean, remember, he had been there longer than every single player that he coached. So they had grown to really know and respect and like him. So Schiano is going to have to come in and earn that respect and that trust as well. And, you know, he's doing it with a veteran group. I'm not saying that's going to be an overly difficult thing to do. And there are going to be times when it's probably going to feel like, for the players, that Bill Belichick's the real defensive coordinator. So, you know, there will be a smooth transition. It's just I'm looking at this and thinking, you know, if Brendan Daly was the next guy in line, or if that wasn't really the case and it was going to be Steve Belichick, you know, they were probably hoping to get at least two more years out of Brian Flores. And, you know, I think, again, the next domino to fall would be the interesting one. Do they move Steve Belichick from safeties to linebackers? And if they do, that's a pretty strong indication that Belichick is grooming his son to be the next defensive coordinator. It's just, it would be a minimum of 2 years away.
Yeah, because the book on Schiano is that he finds it almost impossible to deal with professional athletes. that his, I mean, he was even too much of a hard ass for some people at Rutgers. So do you have a faith of him being able to kind of adjust his mindset and deal with actual grown men?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. And he's not going to be the guy here, obviously. So I think maybe that will help. And he's going to come in and I mean, he walked away from, and we don't know the exact nature of his decision to leave Ohio State, other than the assumption that, you know, there was probably something on the table there for Schiano to take this job. But he had a really good job at Ohio State. So he's doing that and knowing that maybe if he comes in and does a good job under Bill Belichick for at least 2 years, then other NFL teams will most likely come calling again for a head coaching job. So if he can do that and again, learn on the fly here, then he's going to help his own profile as well. And you know, look, nobody can succeed in Foxborough if they think they're the most important person in the room, unless your name is Bill Belichick or Tom Brady. So that's certainly going to apply to Greg Schiano, especially with the defensive players that he's coaching.
All right, there's a lot of significant players, pretty big names that are free agents in this upcoming offseason, a lot of decisions to be made. I guess starting with, well, Trey Flowers seems to be one of the most important ones right now. I mean, you could argue that he was the best defensive player this past season. I mean, I think he's, didn't he, like, the best pass rusher in each of the last, like, three seasons? He's been, I mean, obviously enormous. What do you think their attitude towards Trey Flowers is going to be here in the offseason?
I think they're going to try to make it work, and it's a really interesting one because, you know, I think you just sort of try to do your best to project his market value, and it's probably looking like $14 million a year. It's just how much competition is there going to be. You got to look at his competition in terms of other individuals. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence, Ziggy Ansah, you know, there's a handful of pretty talented pass rushers going out there on the market. Some of them have much better sack numbers. So what's another team going to be looking for? And are they going to view Flowers as one of those guys who is, you know, the first or second best defensive end on the market? Or are they going to look at him and say, yeah, I mean, he's a great player, but, you know, we're looking instead for a guy with 14 sack potential. And right now you just haven't seen that type of number coming from a guy like Flowers. But then you look at it from another side and say, well, Matt Patricia has a boatload of cap space, and the Indianapolis Colts have like $100+ million in cap space. Same with Bill O'Brien. So people who know Flowers well are going to be able to back up the Brinks truck if they really want him. So if they want to overspend, if they want to go to like $16 million a year, there's no way the Patriots are going to stick with that. Now, I do believe, you know, Belichick and Trey Flowers have the same agent. So I think there's going to be, it's going to be easy to communicate what each side is looking for here. But if Flowers wants to go out, and we don't know what his true desire is, I mean, I know he wants to stay in New England. He's told me that. But if he's looking to be the highest paid player that he can possibly be, obviously that's not going to be with New England. If he's willing to take somewhat of a discount, then I think the Patriots have a real chance. And then, you know, intangibles, the guy is a grade A human being. He's perfect for what they need in the locker room, especially if they forecast going through a bit of a transition period with some potential retirements.
Okay, so with all of the problems this past year with kickers all over the NFL, Stephen Gostkowski's a given to get re-signed, correct?
Oh, I'd be shocked if they didn't, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be a given.
Wait. So you mentioned that with people retiring, so Gronkowski most likely is going to retire, I would assume.
Well, we don't. What do you think?
Well,
I mean,
well, I don't care. But who
we don't want to ask the insider if he has any inside info.
Well, Gronkowski, you think he's going to retire? Correct.
That's my assumption.
Okay. All right. So so they're rich. Are you placated now?
I am placated.
Dumbass. Yes. All right. So.
I, on the other hand, am not an insider, but I think that there is a chance he's going to stick around and that Brady's going to convince
him.
Well,
there is a chance that I get hit by a bus. So now McCourty has hinted at retirement. Do you believe any of that? That I would be shocked if that happened. You talk about retirements. Who are you specifically talking about?
Yeah, I think Devin McCourty is somebody you certainly have to consider. And with if you're Belichick right now, with Gronk more than anybody else, you have to say, look, this thing can't drag on until April again. Like, you know, if you're going to make a decision. You know, Belichick's big rule with this stuff is don't make a decision while you're still emotional from the season, whether you're happy emotional, sad emotional, whatever. You know, don't just make this gut instinct that you're going to regret a month from now. But, you know, if you can get an answer by March 1st or, you know, March 10th at the latest, then that significantly helps the Patriots and their team-building process for next year. But if Devin's gone, obviously Jason's going to be gone as well. And I know Jason McCourty didn't get a ton of playing time through various stretches during the season, but my goodness, did the young cornerbacks in that group look up to him. So he'd be a tough loss from a leadership standpoint. So if you start to look at, you know, the amount of leaders you could lose from the locker room through retirement or free agency, and again, that's something that, you know, the Patriots have to be prepared to counter, especially when you've got a new defensive coordinator coming in.
Are the Patriots going to try and negotiate a new deal with Dante Hightower to lower his cap number? And is Trent Brown the left tackle next season?
I would think in terms of Hightower, in terms of Devin McCourty, Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, those are all guys that the Patriots are probably going to try to manipulate the numbers with, and they're all fairly easy to do it in terms of the way their contracts are structured. And with Trent Brown, I don't think so. I mean, I think he's going to be the type of guy who takes the highest paid offer out on the market. So they drafted Isaiah Wynn for a reason. I think the way that Marcus Cannon finished the season is going to give the Patriots plenty of optimism that he'll have a faster start next year. And, you know, they can be comfortable with him at right tackle, which means they can put Isaiah Wynn at left tackle next year.
All right, so what are you hearing about Tom Brady? I know that Zolak had floated that he believed that there was going to be a two-year extension attached on, essentially giving him three more years with the team. Are you hearing anything else, any more whispers about this?
Not in terms of the length or anything like that, but with the way that they're going to be able, you know, he's got a $27 million cap hit and he's only owed $15 million in cash. So something is going to happen there in with an extension, whether it's 1 year, 2 years. It's probably something that's already been discussed behind the scenes. I'd be surprised if it hadn't. But you got to wait until I think it's August 8th for them to be able to execute that restructure, because it's going to be a year from his most recent deal.
Any free agents that we're not thinking of that might be on the radar of Bill Belichick?
Honestly, the only one that's come to mind, because at this point I'm still looking internally before I start to look at everybody else, but I think Adam Humphries, the wide receiver or the slot receiver from Tampa, is one of those slam dunk types of guys where, you know, you could see it coming from a mile away, like Danny Amendola was in 2013. So he just looks like a Patriot, and when you're going to be remaking the wide receiver depth chart to an extent, you know, if you can bring in Humphries, that means you can move Edelman to more of his perimeter role that he had a lot of success with in 2015 and 2016, playing off of Amendola, and I think that strengthens the integrity of the depth chart and removes some of the issues that they had with Chris Hogan this year with not being on the same page as Brady.
He looks like a Patriot. In other words, he's short and white.
There is a bit of a stereotype.
I'd say so. All right, Jeff Howe, good stuff. We'll see how this all goes down. I just like that Trent Brown says he doesn't like watching film, which I always thought was interesting going into a free agent year. But nonetheless, Jeff Howe from TheAthletic.com, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, we appreciate it. Yesterday, we discussed this a little bit. And it continues to eat at me and Jaffe. I've actually discussed this at length with Jaffe. Is Uberating?
Yeah, you're infuriated that you found out that your rating is
it's gone down a hundredth of a point since Atlanta. In Atlanta, nothing happened. Like nothing happened.
Didn't you say you got a ride home and you didn't remember it?
That was Lyft.
Oh, okay. So was it?
I remembered getting the ride home. I didn't remember what time it was.
Okay.
So I had to check with Lyft to see what time I got.
Okay. Okay. All I know is that we had many people who drive for these companies. Several of them saying that if they had a rating, if somebody who had a rating like you did wanted a ride, they would be willing to pass you up.
For 4.63, I've never been passed up.
How do you know that?
Because I always immediately get a car.
Sure, but that means three people might have said no before the fourth said yes.
Not in Newton. There's not that many cars running around.
Dan just said, oh, yes, they are.
4.63? Why would
you be surprised at how quickly someone could pass you over?
So they would pass over a 4.63?
What would you have to do to get a score that low?
Well, we're acting like this is exceptionally low.
No, well, I mean, according to, this is once again, according to the drivers who contacted us yesterday.
Because Billy Jaffe is also a 4.63.
Yes.
And he got an email admonishing him for one of his rides.
Okay, well then.
For
using potty talk. So I guess that's enough to get you a bad score.
Well, you know what, then F them. But if you swear in the car all of a sudden, you're getting driven around by Mary Poppins?
Maybe.
Well, then Uber is a terrible business.
That's not a terrible business. It's a proud sponsor of the show.
Since when? When was the last time you had a read?
Like last month.
All right. Well, no, you haven't had a read in a month. Uber then if they won't pick you up for a 4.63 and you have no idea what you did, short of harassing a driver or throwing up in the car, I don't really know what you could do to piss them off. So I want to know. 617-779-0985. Now, Bird is a proud Lyft driver.
Yep.
And there's four categories that he'll tell you. And one of them is really dumb.
Well, it's like categories that the riders can rate you as a driver on.
Right. And one of them's exceptionally dumb. And we will get to that.
Tom moves up the middle, throws across the middle, touchdown Edelman!
Julian Edelman plays on one station in Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Jaffe was in here yesterday, and we were talking about our Uber rating. 4.63 for both me and Jaffe. Nick apparently got popped for $80 in an Uber for making a mess, and he's got like a 4.85. Now,
so that kind of says something.
I don't know what it says. So
what have you been doing?
Nothing.
Well, okay, so we've got some responses.
Okay, hang on one second. Just, Bird, you drive for Lyft. All right, now, when people judge, by the way, there's like no one who has like rated him basically. What are the four categories?
No. That was just from this weekend.
Okay.
And
sorry.
He had like 10 ratings from this weekend alone.
All right. My bad. Yeah. All right. So what did they base the ratings on?
All right. Good driving.
Okay.
Clean car.
Fair enough.
Friendly driver.
Fair enough.
And fun conversation, which is dumb.
Yeah, that I don't. What fun conversation?
they can give you like a compliment if you had a fun conversation.
Yeah, if you imagine Bird with the conversations you could have.
Just talk about lollipops and trampolines. Sounds fun.
Imagine that. So, all right. So, what are people saying about the 4.63?
Okay, so somebody said the average rating for a passenger is about a 4.8. 4.63 sucks. Another guy said 4.63 is very low. I pass anyone under 4.7. You get another ride request within minutes anyway. Not wasting my time with someone who has consistently gotten a lower score. Clearly doing something to be a dink, Fred. Let's put it this way. I probably get at least 10 4.7 and above on average before seeing someone under a 4.7. 4.63 is awful, however.
Now, how do I and Jaffe both have that?
I don't know.
Because it's not just me. It's Jaffe, too. I wonder if it's because of my celebrity.
Well, he got an email scolding him.
An email scolding him for his talk.
Okay.
That him and his friend were talking in a naughty way.
Oh, okay. So here's some of the things. Okay, so I was sent a rider or a driver for one of these timeshares sent things that you can rate what went wrong. Like if you give somebody 4 stars, it has a list of things that you can click on as what went wrong. And here are the choices. Late for pickup, disrespectful, conversation, wanted new route, cleanliness. Like the cleanliness of the actual rider, which is great.
No, I think that would mean cleanliness in terms of they didn't mess up the car.
Like they just like, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that you smelled bad.
Bad pickup location and other. And that's if you give them a 4, immediately those things come up and you have to do that right there.
So So what were they again?
Late for pickup, disrespectful, conversation, want a new route, cleanliness, bad pickup location, and other. However, I read an article last night.
What a new route.
Yeah, like halfway to where you're going, you change it. You say, oh, I don't want to go there. Can you take me somewhere else instead?
I don't do that.
Okay. Well, now, one thing that I read that really pisses off rideshare drivers is if you slam the door. Like, that's a big one. I guess that completely pisses these guys off. But Bird says, yeah, that pisses him off. If you slam the door hard. I just don't know how you get a 463. Like, that seems weird.
Like, la-di-da.
Dick Donahue tweeting again. Fred makes me feel like a star at 478.
It's like, la-di-da. I'm sorry I'm late for dinner with the queen. Didn't mean to shut the door too loud. Let me see here.
So it said Fred's a Black Mirror episode waiting to happen. He's going to be in an emergency, but no driver will come pick him up.
Yeah. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Fred, you kind of mentioned it quickly. I think you're over. Well, I think that you guys might be overthinking it, but you kind of said that it's because you're famous. I mean, you're a mover, shaker, headline maker, but you're also, somewhat of a polarizing figure. So you might get drivers that are fans of the other station, or maybe they love Sarge. could be a number of things.
Think about this. So you're saying my celebrity can be a hindrance to me in the Uber community.
Mm-hmm. It's most definitely.
All right. Well, I think that might be the case. You know, one of these jabronis wants to talk to me about, my lifestyle. And I got no time for that.
Someone said Wallach, Bird, and I should all sign up to drive just to bump up your rating. Just drive you around over and over, make you feel better. Just give you 5 stars.
Well, I don't even. Do you know how to find my Lyft rating, Bird? I know that you're doing a lot of stuff in there. Can you find my Lyft rating on my Lyft?
He has no idea how to do that.
He has no idea. On the Lyft app to find out a user's rating?
There was one guy who called in earlier who said that he had a 4.8 before he went to a bachelor party, and by the end of the weekend, it had dropped in the threes.
I don't know how I lost a hundredth of a point in Atlanta. Like, I have no idea how I lost a hundredth of a point in Atlanta. I have none. I mean, I didn't do anything. I did. I mean, all I did was get picked up and dropped off and picked up and dropped off.
Okay, you didn't speak to anybody?
I don't know if I opened my mouth and words came out.
Did you use foul language, sir?
Perhaps I was on the phone and used obscenities.
Here's the one thing that people are very dumb about right now, is that if you're in any kind of rideshare, just know that anything that you say is going to be recorded. Like, I mean, if I was a driver for Roger, I'd have a camera going the entire time, too. I mean, just for my own safety. Yeah. So when these things get leaked out, like that hockey team, who was it, the Senators? Who are all out, like, talking trash
to
the coach.
Head coach, yeah.
I mean, you just, whenever I'm in, like, anything like that, I don't have any kind of personal conversation. I don't discuss anything.
Well, if they released it, I'd sue them.
Well, I mean, of course. But, stuff somehow finds a way to get out.
Right. But if it got out, I would sue a roo. Michael, I'd own that damn thing. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, I'm with you. I got a 4.50, and I have no idea why. I bought that for 20 years, so I tip well. In fact, I used to be a citizen of Atlanta like you two guys. So I bartended in Atlanta for years and years and years, so I always tip well. I've never been bombed in there. And I got a 4.50, and I have no idea why.
It's just odd. And if I would think that it was something personally that I've done, but Jaffe's a normal guy.
Fred says you need to stop wall-dicking drivers.
But just looking over their shoulder?
No, that's wall. Yeah, that's wall-dicking. Wall-dicking is when they show up and you just like brush them off and you say, yeah, I don't need you.
I mean, so if you're going to the airport and they charge you for waiting.
Oh, okay. So a friend of my sister's was at a bar and she was getting hit on by this like kind of creepy dude. And so after a while, and the guy was like being really annoying. So she decided that, she was going to try to get out of there and leave. So she went out and she used one of the pool, some of these things have a pool thing. So she's in it. Now, if you take a pool, if that's your option that you choose,
it means that you're on welfare, but go ahead.
Sure. I mean, I'm not quite sure her status, but it means that you pay less. But when you get in the car, if the driver gets a call from somebody else, within like a certain time frame, they have to go back and pick them up and then drop everyone off. So she's in this car and the driver gets a page, and it ends up the car goes right back to the restaurant, and it's the dude that was hitting on her. And the whole time, she's like, as she's putting up, she goes, please don't pick him up. Please. And the guy's like, I can't do anything. I mean, I have to do this. And she goes, just drop me. Do not drop me off first. I do not want this guy to know where I live. Please don't drop me off first. And you guys, it just chooses where I go. Thank goodness, she said, the guy got dropped off first. But she said it was like 5 to 10 minutes of just having to deal with this a-hole one more time. And him trying to convince her one more time to go back to his place.
Ish. I have no idea what I've done. And so now everyone's saying they'd skip over me.
Someone said they're all fans of Jim Gray, and they heard what you did to him. Now you treated him like garbage.
So now with 4.63, I can't get right. So I'm so
anybody
now,
ever driven Fred? 617-779-0985.
That's a good point.
Anybody ever driven him?
That's a really, I'm surprised you didn't think of this sooner.
Yeah.
I mean, well, let's get it right from the horse's mouth why people don't seem to like you in this.
Yeah, so there was a guy a couple weeks ago in one of the storms who drove you here. It was like an $80 ride from your house. Anybody ever like had to drive Fred around?
I like
let's
that.
Hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. You know, if I like that. I paid $80 to go, 11 miles.
4.3.
Oh, hang on. Let's go to line six.
Let's go to John. Go ahead, sir. John.
Hey, Fred.
Hey.
I love you, man. But I think you, as the great, Mr. Jamelli would say, you kind of have dick tendencies.
Yeah. Well, obviously, some
dick tendencies.
Well, I guess me and Jaffe. I guess you get punished for being handsome. We'll be right back.
Here's what's brewing. Fueled by Dunkin' on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Join the Hub crew and Corona this Saturday night from 8 till 10 at Whiskey's to qualify for a chance to score a road trip to Miami to find your beach with the Celtics. You've got to be at least 21 plus to enter. Rules and restrictions apply. It's brought to you by Corona, exclusive import beer of the Boston Celtics and 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You don't have to lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
No way.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And we're talking about Uber ratings. My Lyft rating, I don't even know how you can look at it. But Uber rating, my Uber rating, and Billy Jaffe's Uber rating is 4.63. Waldick's at a solid 5.
He's the 5.0 club,
again,
baby.
Don't read too much into that. I only used Uber a couple of times, honestly. I just don't use it very much. So the fact that I'm a 5 is by no means a great feat, believe me. It's not. I have no idea what I did.
Anybody else with a 5.
I have no idea what I did. I only used it twice. I have no clue.
Fred, be more like Wallach.
I lost 1/100 of a point in Atlanta, which is amazing.
I mean, it's 1/100 of a point. It's not really.
Well, no, but if it's in a C, that means someone didn't give me a 5.
Sure.
That means someone gave me a 4. Can you give it like a 1?
Yeah, you can give all the way to a 1. But most people don't. So that's why everyone's saying below a 4.7 is disastrous. Like if you're below 4.7, well, that's what all these little drivers say.
Like, right. It's disastrous.
Into an episode of Black Mirror.
It's to the point where you might just want to shake naked in the corner of your room.
There's no help coming.
Question
for you,
your
sir.
Existence.
It's like that term. It's disastrous.
It is.
Your life is going to end soon.
Well, I need it. I need Uber.
Yeah.
You know. I can't be driving all around. Brian, go ahead.
I think one of the reasons why Waldick doesn't use Uber is because the last time I gave him a ride, he was offended when I went to charge him and said, don't you know who I am? I'm the voice of Bryant basketball, and I'm 39 to the Celtics, baby.
And I got a 5 just for that.
Is that what you said, John?
That's right.
Telling the whole world?
He's like, would you mind putting on the radio? There's a Bryant game on.
That's right.
Would you mind raising 2 antennas?
Okay. Out of all the
stand
people
out
okay,
on the hood and
out of all the people
way.
At the station, who do you think has the lowest rating? Or like on air?
Oh boy.
Because I have a theory. And I want to hear your guesses first.
Like a full-timer?
No, it doesn't have to be full-time.
Well, I know Nick's is good.
Nick seems pleasant.
I wonder what Sarge's Uber rating is.
Uh-huh.
I think he's got the lowest. I think it's because he probably talks a ton.
Yeah.
And I'm sure every once in a while he gets out of the Uber and like he just goes, hey, you're not going to be getting a tip because no charge for the Sarge. And just walks away.
I have a feeling
I used to tip Uber drivers before you could tip on the app.
I did too. And they would always look at you weird. And now
and they would go, no, I'm not supposed to take tips. And I would say, please take the tip. That's what she said.
I bet we would be shocked at how good Maz's is. I bet Maz's is pleasant.
Yeah. Felger's a limo guy. He's like, he gets like in the Crown Vic.
You think so? What do you think Zoe's is?
Oh, Zoe doesn't take Ubers.
Zoe's taking pictures with everyone.
No, Zoe doesn't take an Uber. Believe me. Zoleg's got no problem driving around town.
Okay.
He knows the streets. Well, it's a shame. I don't know what I did. And especially since it went down a hundredth of a point when I was in Atlanta. I have no idea what I did. I mean, you're supposed to take them when you're intoxicated. I mean, that's sort of the point.
You think Jay Stu's is good, or you think it's low because they just...
trust them.
They can feel the menacing breath behind their head.
Hey, what are your intentions? What's the deal, Neil? What's in the bag? Don't worry. It's warm. Put it on your lap. It's warm.
So people are saying Felger. I think Felger's would be fine.
I don't think Felger takes Ubers. I honestly don't. I think that he probably gets car service. Well, that's what I need to do, is I need to get a car service.
You used to do that, right?
No.
You never had car services, like to the airport or...
Yeah, but you're coming out of a bar.
No, I'm talking about a car service, like that you have someone whose job it is to cart you around.
Like an actual driver.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like a car service. All right, well, listen to this. I'm sure everyone in the Patriots has excellent Uber ratings and not a disastrous one like Jaffe and I have at 4.63. I'm taking an Uber today to the event.
Yep.
Well, Bucks and Battles. Just another chance to jack up your score.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of people with me, so I got to take an SUV, so you know that's going to cost $8,000, and they'll probably give me a 4. If you pay to go to the airport and it's $80, they have no business giving you anything but a 5. I mean, come on. All right. The Patriots. No, more sound has come out from the Super Bowl when they were mic'd up.
And it's fascinating. And the most fascinating part is the difference between Sean McVay and Bill Belichick.
So we will find the different styles. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.